Okay, everybody keep saying.
I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word, a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path, for this word do I hide in my heart, that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag, and to Savior's kings and saints, one Savior, crucified, risen and coming again, with life and liberty to all the glory. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
What else could be back in the house of the Lord again this morning?
Amen.
All right. I'm trying to prayer list here. Okay. Prayer list. Joseph Smith, Scotty Smith, Linda Johnson family, Zane Hudson, Carol Buck, Buddy Weaver, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brainerd. Pray for Kenny, he failed. Got a big old gash right in his head.
Yeah, it is there.
So let's pray for Kenny. Geraldine Schrantz, Gladys Keegan, Dallas Keegan, Randy Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy Buff, Jerry Matthews and family, Frank and Luann, Larry Burns and family, Kayla, Anna, Addie, and pray for Heatherly Mullins. She has got cancer and she's been going to Baptist for treatment. So let's just pray for her. Lord, my blessing touch her. Okay, young mother.
Can you write in Susan?
Huh?
Can you write in Susan, the lady I thought about?
Yeah.
Her name is Susan.
Okay.
Has she heard anything about her?
The girl is back to home.
Is she good?
Yeah. And they might already have the formula for the baby too.
Hey, do what?
They might already have the formula for the baby. She lost the baby.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Okay. Is it Suzanne or
Susan?
Suzanne, okay. You know what her last name is? No, okay, that's fine. Lord knows it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
Thank you, Lord, for saving me and his blessings, because he blesses me today. And I thank you for letting me come here and get me here this morning. And God, please keep praying. And Caleb on the list, that's Alex and Angela's little niece. And the last thing when Angela had told me was that they finally, they got to do some of the checking what they were going to do, but she stays so sick all the time, and right now she's doing really good. She's not sick. So, you know, and they just have to wait and see what they tell them, you know, anything else. Right now, what Ansel could understood is the little girl is just, she's not sick. Well, she's been sick for a long time. So, the Lord's will tell.
See? I thank the Lord for being here this morning, for everything he's done for me. Pray for me, and please help me pray for my lost loved ones. I know it's not going to be long until the Lord comes back. And I don't want to leave him here. I want him to go with me.
Amen.
Amen. I just want to thank the Lord for saving me too. Thanking him for all the things he does for us. For me and his passion. He called me a lot in so many ways. Just pray for my arm. He's with me hard in my life. Monday, usually. Tuesday, I'm going to do the therapy. I called in and say, I'm sick, I'm staying home because we hurt so much.
Probably the wet weather.
Maybe, I don't know. But I've been trying to take it more Tylenol, like he said, because it's too much Tylenol, you know, to take it.
Mm-hmm.
But today I feel good. Hurt a little bit, but not that bad. My thanks God for that. Mm-hmm. Just pray for my family, especially.
Mm-hmm.
My son and her, both.
Expecting Teresa this morning. She said that they were going to try to get in, so they must have not got in. I'll pray for her.
Call her.
I'll call her later. Gracious Father, we thank you this morning, Lord, for this wonderful opportunity, Lord, that you give us to come back to your house to worship you today. Lord, we just pray, God, that you just fill each one of us' hearts with the Holy Spirit of God. Lord, that we'd be able to worship you and praise and honor you in the way that we should. Lord, we pray for all those folks whose names on our prayer list. Lord, you know each name, each heart. Lord, you know what it is that they need right now for the reason why their name is on that list. And God, we just pray, Lord, that you touch each and every one of them and bless them. Lord, we pray, Lord, that they need help, their health better. Or we just pray, God, that you help them there. Lord, if it's financial or if their souls are lost or weak, Lord, just pray, God, that you strengthen them and help them, save them, Lord, if they need to be saved. Lord, we just pray, God, today for our church. Lord, that you would bless this little congregation. Lord, I've seen you do many things for this church this week. Lord, how you've been there for us and how you've helped us in places where we didn't know that we needed help. And Lord, we just pray, God, that you continue to bless this little place. We all that are here, we love you, Lord, and we pray, God, that you would just watch and protect over us, our church, our families, Lord, even the building. And God, we pray, Lord, that you just, God, be with us, that you'd make us strong, Lord, that you would lead and guide us in the way that we should be as Christians. And God, we pray, Lord, for that world that's out there that's lost and undone without you. God, we pray, Lord, for some of these lost souls out there that are looking for you, Lord, that you might send them this way. God, that they could hear the word of God. And God, come to realize that they need to be saved. Lord, we just pray, God, that you just send them. And Lord, we pray, God, for each and every one that's in this building, Lord, that's all got some kind of sickness in them, Lord. God, we just pray, Lord, that you just watch over and protect them. Lord, that you would take care of that sickness. Lord, that you'd help them, God, and touch them. Lord, I have the faith to believe that all you got to do is just reach down and touch them. Lord, all you got to do is just speak it, and they will be healed. Lord, we thank you for all your many blessings. And Lord, we thank you for these people that are here. In Jesus' name we do humbly pray. Amen.
Thank you.
you have to sit down and do it. Ain't no problem with me. And I know it ain't no problem with God, so. He said make a joyful noise. He didn't say you had to stand up and do it.
Yeah, I can't remember that.
Let's get 165.
When the roll is called up yonder,
I just want to thank the Lord for saving me. Thank him, the Lord, for allowing me to be in his house this morning. Amen.
In the name of Jesus, greet you, child, third, all in the womb. Is with joy and God forgive you. Day, day, whatever as you go, precious name, oh, how sweet. Is all the earth and joy to him. Precious name, oh how sweet is all the earth and joy of him. Let the name of Jesus ever after shield from every tear. His temptation you gather, pray the holy name to pray. Precious name, oh how sweet is all the earth and young of him. Precious name, oh how sweet is all the earth and young of him. Oh, the precious name of Jesus, how his truth our souls with joy. When his loving heart receives us, and his song our tongues employ. Precious name, how sweet of the earth and joy of him. Precious name, oh, how sweet. Of the earth and joy of him. At the name of Jesus, bowing, falling prostrate of his feet. King of kings, all heaven crying, when our journey is complete. Precious name, oh my sweet. Of the earth and joy of him. Precious name, oh how sweet. Of the earth and joy of him.
Amen.
Sweet is the song I think in today. I redeem, troubles and sorrow have vanished away. I've been redeemed, I redeemed by love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. All to him I now resign. I've been redeemed. Great is my joy, now so worth as I go. I redeem, all the way onward, my precious shall flow. I've been redeemed, I redeem. by love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. All to him I now resign. I've been redeemed. Precious indeed is my Savior to me. I redeem. Happy in glory, someday I shall be. Glory, glory, Christ is mine, all to him, and every son, I've been redeemed.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
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 There you go, once more.
Yeah, I'm not on it.
I'll send you this one.
What?
Jesus.
Amen.
All we gotta do is call his name and he's there. He's here with us all the time, but we don't realize it. But if we need anything, all we gotta do is call his name. He's done so much for this world and the world just refuses to take it.
Yep.
Just pray for me. I haven't sung this song in a while. I've had a dollar to my name. I've had friends that's walked away. I've even lost myself a time or two. There were bridges crossed and burned, but through all the wreckage I've learned, there's one thing that I could never lose. If I've got Jesus, that's all that I could ever need. Take the world away from me, and I'll be okay. If I've got Jesus, that's all that I could ever need. Take the world away from me, and I'll be okay. If I've got Jesus, there's a hope that's living deep inside, a joy that I could never hide, and a safe place to fall. If I've got Jesus, I've got it all. I've seen weakness turn to strength, and failures turn to grace. It's not from what I've done, but Christ in me. A miracle I can't explain. Oh, there's healing in his name. I'm the richest man that I could ever be. If I've got Jesus, I've got it all. If I've got Jesus, someday that trumpet's gonna sound, and the King of Heaven will ride upon the clouds coming down. I'll hit my knees, O Lord, and sing, oh my soul, I'm going home. If I've got Jesus, that's all that I could need. If I've got Jesus, that's all that I could ever need. Take the world away from me, and I'll be okay. If I've got Jesus, there's a hope that's living deep inside, a joy that I could never hide, and a safe place to fall. If I've got Jesus, I've got it all.
Amen.
If I've got Jesus, I've got it all.
Amen.
And I do.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Anyone else? Okay, Brother CJ, you come on up.
I'm
And from time to time, the Lord will give us a message, and then sometime later, He'll want us to do it again. So this is going to be a do it again. It's going to be in Mark chapter 8, verse 27. Jesus went out with his disciples into the town of Caesarea Philippi. And by the way, he asked his disciples, saying unto them, "Whom do men say that I am?" And they answered, "John the Baptist, but some say Elias, and others, one of the other prophets. And he said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Peter answered and said unto him, "Thou art the Christ."
Amen.
For training prayers.
Lord, just thank you, Lord, for loving us and being so good to us, Lord. And thank you that you don't change and that you're faithful, Lord. And just want the best for us, Lord. And if you are the Christ of God, we just thank you that you come to die for us, Lord. Just pray you'd help us, Lord, this day, and help us in the service this morning, Lord. Touch the preacher and use him for your glory, that he'd magnify your name, because it's all about you, Lord. And we just thank you. Ask it in your name. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated.
Now,
I thought this morning, does the world see in us? I'm talking about as Christians. Now, we see here Jesus asked the question, "Whom do men say that I am?" And it's his disciples there said, you know, John the Baptist, some says Elijah, or some other prophet. But then he turns it around and he asks, Whom say ye that I am? What about you? What's your opinion? So there's two questions here. Who do they, or who do you?
Yeah.
And what I want to ask you this morning, church, is what does people see in you? And that's a hard question. I'm going to be honest with you. You know, we had a pretty interesting Sunday school this morning, you know. And, you know, I've been faced with some problems. And, you know, church, I don't want to hurt anyone. I don't, you know, we find in the book of Acts that, you know, Paul, or Saul, you know, he lifted his voice up against those that were in the way. Folks, I don't know about y'all, but I want to be a blessing to people, a help, not a hindrance. Yeah. I don't want to cause my voice to lift up against anyone that's going to hurt them. I want to love people. Now, I might not always agree with what they're doing.
Yeah.
I might not always agree what's going on in their life. But the last thing I want to do is hurt them. I know it might not be making much sense to you, but at least, you know, Had and Christy know about what I'm talking. I want people, when they see me, I want them to see Jesus.
Amen.
I want them to see someone who is trying his very best to be a good person. And I know good, being good is not going to take you to heaven.
No.
But because I am saved, because I am a child of God, I want to be a good person.
Amen.
I don't want people looking at me and thinking I'm a bad person. And I know you don't want that either.
Amen.
You know, Jesus asked the question here, who did they say him? You know, they're looking at him as everybody else in the world, but what he is, the Messiah. Yeah. They're looking at him as a prophet.
Yeah.
I mean, look what he's done. He's healed people. He's brought people back from the dead. He's, you know, done all kinds of great works. And to him, he's not, to, you know, the people around him, he's not the Messiah. He's just a prophet. Folks, I want to be a Christian. And I'm not talking about Christian. I'm talking about a true follower of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I want other people in my life or that I meet to be able to see that.
Amen.
Amen.
So, you know, I think Preacher Billy Mace, he said this, and I've never forgot it. He said it in a message. If you want a blessing, be a blessing.
Yep.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that's what, in my life, I try to do. I try to be a blessing. Mm-hmm. Because if I be a blessing to someone else, then I'm going to be blessed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just because they were blessed.
Yeah.
Amen. I mean, this might not be making much sense to you, but it's helping me.
Amen, amen.
And I'm not up here tooting on my horn. I'm just stating that we as Christians, as, you know, children of God, we are to have that desire in our heart to be a blessing, to be a help to other people.
Yes.
To be there for when they need. And I'm going to be honest with you, church. I have seen people this week that has put blessings toward this church.
Yep.
Toward people that they don't even know. Mm-hmm. They've been there and they've done for them. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
And it blesses my heart to know that they're getting, not only are we getting a blessing, but they're getting blessed for it as well.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. That blessing is a two-way street.
Yes.
You know, people don't realize it. You know, why should I help someone else? What am I going to get out of it? Mm-hmm. word of God. Open your eyes and look.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, God is good.
Amen.
He ain't dead.
Amen.
He is still working. Even in this evil, cruel, disrespectful world that we live in, God is still in control.
Amen.
He is still on the throne, and He is still sending blessings.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Now I got a little homework for you to do. You know, preacher, we're not in elementary school. We ain't getting home. I want you to do something this week. When you're out and about doing your things, brother, you've been at the grocery store, you're at the department store, if you're just out, if you're with friends and relatives, whatever you may be, you can be standing in line over our Hardee's for all I care. But look at the people around you. Watch their actions and see if you can determine whether they're saved or not. Whether they're Christians. Determine whether they're going to church and you not ask them. And you say, preacher, what kind of homework is this to judge people? I'm not asking you to judge them. I'm asking you to see if there's any fruit on the tree. You understand what I'm saying? Look and see if there's... I want people to be able to look at me without me saying a word to them, and they'll look and say, you know what? He's my brother in Christ. I don't even know what his name is. Now, let me give you an example here. Now, if my brother would walk through that door back there, I'm talking about my physical brother, my Steve Morgan, my brother, would walk through those doors back there, I would know who he was. I would say, hey, look, that's my brother. Can we not be walking around in the grocery store and spot our sisters and brothers in Christ? You know, I don't know, but you know, I have heard that people that are, so I'm going to say it out loud, that are gay, they can spot another person. They can tell. If they can tell, why can't we tell? And you say, preacher, what's this got to do with anything? It's that we should have enough of God in our life that we should be able to spot out one another without taking a stick and throwing a half of the fish on the ground and handing the stick to them. And I'm going to be honest with you, folks. I have met people that I have never met before, and I could tell that they were Christians. Just by the way they acted, the way they talked, the way they presented themselves. And then I can tell you this too. I have met people that I knew without a doubt didn't know a thing about God.
Mm-hmm.
Their actions.
Speak for yourself.
Right, sister. Amen. So try that this week. Come back and tell me next Sunday what it was that you seen. You know, the Bible says, so shall let our light shine. You know, I've had people, you know, in my profession, what I do, you know, you meet somebody for the first time, they're sitting saying all these little four-letter words, and then you mention to them that you're a preacher, and you know what the first words that come out of their mouth is? Oh, I'm sorry that I said what I said. And I'm like, it's who you are. I'd like to introduce you to the one who could help you with that.
Yep.
How many onions has been in that situation as Christians? Where, you know, somebody has said something and you, like, you know, you go talking about your church and then the next thing, and oh, I'm sorry I said all them foul words.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Amen? And that's what they say.
Yeah.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
But church, I want us to see this morning, if we see nothing else in this message. And you say, well, what about me is not important. But it is important. You are important. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is about God. And guess what? Because we're saved by His almighty graces of God, we're about God. What people think of us is important.
Yeah.
Because we're representing the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We don't want people talking bad about our God.
Amen.
We don't want people talking bad about the Lord. Right?
Amen.
If they're talking bad about us, they're talking bad about Him.
Mm-hmm.
Because He is in us, we're in Him, and we're all in the Father.
Amen. Amen.
We're one.
Yes.
You can't talk about, it's like the Holy Spirit of God, or like the Trinity of God. You got God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have one and not have all three.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's all together.
Yeah.
You can't claim God and claim Jesus and not claim the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Amen.
You can't claim the Holy Spirit and Jesus and not claim God.
Yeah.
Then if I'm living in Him and He's living in me and we're living in the Father, then you can't have one without the other.
Amen.
So it is important who I am.
Mm-hmm.
It is important what I represent. Because I'm representing Him. And I want people to love Him and to honor Him and talk good about Him and act good toward Him. So I want them to do that to me as well.
Yes.
Because I am a part of Him. Yeah, might be a Gentile dog. But you know, I got a pretty good pedigree.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trained by Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Amen.
Amen.
We represent Him.
Yeah.
And that's important.
Mm-hmm.
God, that's, people, it's so important because we represent Him. It should matter to us what people think. They know, I don't want people to think I'm a hypocrite.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want people to think that I'm a better than anybody else because I'm a Christian.
No.
I don't want people to think that I'm perfect because I'm a Christian. I'm not.
No.
But I want people to look at me and see Him.
Amen.
That is what's important. If they look at me and they see nothing but the devil, that ain't representing the Lord.
Nope.
If they're looking at me and seeing all the bad that I've done, which, you know, that's what people do, but still. Folks, I hope you understand what I'm trying to say.
Amen.
It does matter what people think.
Amen.
It does. And sometimes, folks, things happen that we have no control of.
Amen.
Even though we're trying to do the right thing, they they might still look at us and say, well, if you're a Christian, the woods are full of them.
Yeah.
Just another one of them lying preachers. Says one thing and does another. But we don't always, I mean, it's not always our fault.
Right.
You know, there may be things that's going on that they don't realize, that they don't see, that we do see. There's a situation that's in my life that's totally broke my heart. And I'm afraid I'm going to be put in a position where it's not going to be pretty in the end. But it's not my intentions to do anybody wrong. Amen.
Amen.
I kind of see things that, in the situation that some others don't see. All they see is what they want to see. And I'm seeing the love that's in people's hearts that they don't see. Amen.
Amen. Yep.
Just pray. I want you to pray for this particular family that's in my life.
Amen.
Because the last thing I want is for things to be in our life perfect. I want to be a blessing to this family, not a hindrance. Amen.
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 And that's the reason why it's so important for me this morning that they see me as a true Christian and not a hypocrite.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because I want to represent the Lord Jesus Christ in the best way that I possibly can. And that's what's important.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Did you make anything on your heart? Okay. If not, CJ, you dismiss us and I'll cut the cameras off and we'll have a business meeting.